Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The Rams' number one scoring defense and the Packers, who led the league in scoring offense, kicking off the divisional round playoffs this weekend on Saturday at 4:35 p.m. Eastern. Aaron Rodgers saying LA's defensive success is more than just one man, Aaron Donald.
They're very well coached. They got a good scheme. They play some umbrella on the back end, keep a lot of things in front of them. They're very good tacklers, a lot of vision to the football, really good pass rush, obviously generational talent in Aaron Donald inside, but a lot of really good players as well on that front in the second and third level too. Most of the real impact players when it comes to pass rush are edge rushers. A little different with 99. He's a special player. Obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. Impact player every single year, guy that you have to game plan for. You have to be aware of where he's at all times, and just one of those special talents that we haven't seen a whole lot of in this game, in the history of the game.
And for the Rams offense, Jared Goff, a full participant in practice Tuesday. Quarterback was pressed into action Saturday, less than 2 weeks after having thumb surgery, but appears to be getting healthier. That's the good news. However, we should point out Rams leading receiver Cooper Kupp did not practice after injuring his knee against Seattle. Now, over in the AFC, two of the league's most electrifying young talents squaring off in Western New York to close out play Saturday night. When Josh Allen and the Bills host Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, there is a potential for snow in the forecast. And Jackson, the reigning NFL MVP, was asked about playing in it.
How much experience do you have playing in the snow and
never done it? Zero experience. I never got to play in the snow, except my first time seeing snow in Louisville, but we had a snowball fight, so that was totally different from playing in it. But yeah, that definitely would be my first time playing football in the snow Saturday. If it does, hopefully it don't.
Ravens QB also saying he jammed his thumb in Sunday's win over the Titans. It'll be fine by Saturday. As for the Bills, they signed former Giants running back Devontae Freeman yesterday. The Texans requesting an interview with Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy for their head coaching position, but they can't talk to him until KC's season is over. Houston quarterback Deshaun Watson reportedly telling Texas management he'd like to see Bieniemy interviewed for the gig. Elsewhere, Niners defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, a hot commodity. NFL Network's Mike Garofalo and Ian Rappaport both say Saleh will have a second interview with the Jets, and the Eagles have requested an interview as well. Philly also asked to interview Bucs DC Todd Bowles for their newly vacant head coaching position, but they'll have to wait until Tampa Bay's playoff run ends. Bowles already interviewed for the Falcons' head coaching position. Seattle, meanwhile, announcing Tuesday they have parted ways with offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer. In a statement, the team saying, quote, "Brian Schottenheimer is a fantastic person and coach, and we thank him for the last 3 years. Citing philosophical differences, we have parted ways." The dismissal was stunning. Just a day earlier, though, head coach Pete Carroll saying he believed the team needed to run the ball more. He indicated he was counting on everybody coming back. According to NFL Network's Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofalo, 60-year-old Bears defensive coordinator Chuck Pagano has decided to call it a career. The head coach of the Colts for 6 seasons, Pagano, returning to the sidelines as defensive coordinator for the Bears ahead of the 2019 season to replace Vic Fangio in 2 seasons in Chi-Town. Pagano led a defense that allowed 20.9 points per game, which was 6th in the NFL in that span. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow still recovering from that season-ending knee injury from November, saying Tuesday he thinks he could start throwing again in February, and the target to return for the start of the next season is looking promising.
You know, that's been the goal for me from the beginning. They say it's a 9 to 12 month recovery, and the first game is exactly 9 months from my injury. So, you know, we're on pace to do it right now. There's obviously a long road ahead, and there's opportunities for setbacks along the road, but as far as right now, it's looking as good as it could for where I'm at in the rehab process.
Love to hear that. And be sure to catch Good Morning Football as my guy Nate Burleson is back from being slimed on Nickelodeon. So you know what that means, kids. Time for a little toe to rag, so wag. And he'll get into it with Peter Schrager in the latest edition of 2 Point Conversing. You know there's going to be fireworks. That's this morning from 7 to 10 Eastern. I'm Will Sullivan. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.